91.5 WMFO Medford.
Gentlemen, sorry, a little bit late there, but this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Gosh, it would be really cool if they could put this studio on, like, the second floor instead of the third one, because I am winded every time I get to the studio, because I'm always running, like, a little bit late, probably, and now I'm out of breath. And I need to, like, start playing music immediately so I don't make a fool out of myself. Let's see. What's something I don't have a lot to say about? So I'm not yapping. Love in LA. Let's see that one. This one's been in the queue for a while for the show. A little different for the, like, genres that we've been hitting recently. It's a little bit more chill. A little bit more, like, bedroom poppy. But really good album. The album is called Love in LA, and there's a lot of, like, motifs throughout the album, like drawing samples from old movies and, like, conversations and stuff like that. So I think it's a really good listen, like, all the way through. But Love in LA is the first track on the album, and it's a really cool kind of, like, medley of some of the other tracks. And it's also just really, really pretty. It's Charlie Curtis Beard, who I found through his song Pain, which is also on that album, which is super fun. You should check it out. And on this track, he is singing with Ramya Pothuri, and their voices together sound, like, really good. I really like his voice. I've heard some people say that it's not super, like, to their liking. They think it's a little, like, nasally. But, like, to each their own. I definitely can't sing that well, so, like, I'm not one to say, like, it's nasally, I think. But also, I just kind of like it. But look at me, I said, let's find one I don't have that much to say about, and here I am yapping. Let's get it started. Let me make sure it's playing through my computer. My volume is up. Love in LA by Charlie Curtis Beard. His vocals from Ramya Pothuri starting the show off.
I've got a hunch I'm never going to feel no other kind of love.
it's so effortless how you are the person for me. Because we match without an app lately, that's a rarity. I get whiplash from how fast you went from working on me to a man you're gonna marry. That's a bit unfair to me, and I don't care to be with any other woman. That's some clarity that came too late apparently for you to ever marry me. I made one decision that'll haunt me for the rest of my life. But I'm alright. Cause I know you think about our faces, locked in concentration, somewhere at the end of our life. I try to think about a place where we can dance and stay there. No one else, just you and I. Cause if we all the other love in LA is so cutthroat. It never moves, it never changes, it's just one note. But our love is a symphony that flows and grows. It never ends, it never ends, and it won't slow. See, I don't really know how to let our love go, so I just stay high all the time like I'm tough low. Now I can't fathom what to do with the pain of losing you, and all my tears have turned to booze, if you must know. Yeah, I lost you, but somehow you're still my best friend. And I'm grateful, but I gotta watch the next man treat you like the queen you are, or more like how I couldn't. I don't wanna meet another family or first date another woman. I just wanna think you're still in love with me sometimes. But I can't break you up with someone that could give you a good life. So if you're happier with him, then I know it's for the better. Cause I'd rather keep you around than lose you all together. If we kissed, it wash away the pain.
So
my favorite part of the movie is when that beautiful girl walks in the room and everyone's just like,
good ending, fun ending. All right, that was Love in LA from Charlie Curtis Beard. Definitely check him out. I really like Pain and Violet. I think Violet is probably my favorite track from him. It's just got such a nice groove and his vocals complement it really well. So definitely recommend checking that one out. Let's see, keeping it kind of on like a chiller vibe, perhaps, I want to play Reverie by Andrew Spellman and Half an Orange. I really like Half an Orange. They are a cool, cool group. One of the first, I would say, like, musical groups to, like, really get me, like, emotional, like, release after release after release. I feel like there's a lot of groups where, like, I'll have one song or two songs that, like, really hit me or something, but Half an Orange just has, like, this really nice kind of, like, nostalgic vibe, but I don't know, it's not really, like, sad, it's a little melancholic, I suppose, but it's, like, very much kind of like the looking for your place vagabondy kind of vibe. And I don't know, they capture it pretty well in a lot of their tracks. They also have a, like, some really cool, like, experimental tracks that have a lot of really, like, interesting themes and, like, I don't know, like, concepts behind them, I guess. So definitely recommend checking them out. I admittedly don't remember a ton about this song because I put it on the queue June 7th, which is about 2 months ago at this point, month and a half. So we're going to play it, and then maybe I'll talk about it a little bit afterwards, but I thought it was good enough to share at the time, so let's get into it, let's hear it, and I guess fun button pushers fact of the night, before I knew anything about music theory, I made a track and put it on Spotify and tried to, like, get through that whole process of, like, how do I make a track, and then how do I compile it, and then how do I get it to, like, someone to publish it and stuff, all kind of, like, in one day on a Christmas or like a day after Christmas or something. So I could try and have it released by New Year's, which was like super, super important to like 12th grade me, I think. But yeah, crazy. Anyway, that's a wild anecdote, blast from the past. When I saw the name, definitely kind of threw me back. Anyway, I'm done yapping. No, I'm never done yapping, let's be real. But done yapping for now. Here's Reverie by Andrew Spellman and Half an Orange. I found something that's going to make me really happy, so we're going to do that. I'm going to jump from that track, which was called Reverie, to another track on the queue called Reverie. This is by Polyphia. I love this album. This is on... I have a playlist where I collect all my, like, favorite albums of all time. This album's definitely on there. Was one of the, like, first albums I thought of as soon as I made the playlist. It's called Remember That You Will Die. It is... crazy good. I think Playing God has like one of the best guitar solos I've ever heard in like my entire life. It's crazy good. And Ego Death has this crazy sick lick at like 3.5 minutes in, I think, if I remember correctly, but it's been a minute since I've listened. This is just a fantastic album, fantastic group too. If you haven't listened to Polyphia, you have to check them out. Just crazy guitar in that group. Tim Henson just goes insane, and their drummer's insane too, but definitely check them out. We'll do that, and then I realized we also have two tracks on the queue called Real Love, and I want to play some of the Gambino album, and he has a track called Real Love. So maybe we'll do like a title jumping thing, you know, like Reverie to Reverie and then Real Love into Real Love into Real Love. That was the thing that's going to make me really happy, because my brain is extremely easily pleased by like simple patterns. It's very monkey coded like that. In any case, we're gonna play the next Reverie song. This is by Polyphia. Pretty nice. This one's like a pretty smooth groove, if I remember all the way through. Like, the album is a little all over the place, but this one's pretty smooth for the most part. Here goes. Great track, dare I even say killer track. It's just fantastic. Button Pusher's like hardcore fans homework for the week is listen to that track again and follow the drums and listen to the grooves. Like, the grooves in the Let me rephrase. The groove is changing all the time because the drummer is like following the guitar, whereas I think in a lot of tracks, like, the drums really lay the foundation and the rest of the track is like built off of that. In this track, there's a lot of parts where like the hi-hats are being hit at like a certain speed, depending on what the guitar is doing, and it creates some really, really fun grooves. So recommend doing, or not recommend, this is the assignment. If you really, really, hardcore fan of the show / just Polyphia / music in general, listen to that one again, Reverie, off the album Remember That You Will Die, and listen to the drums, even though the guitar is so, so good. I know it's easy to get distracted. Try following the drums a little bit. There's a lot of fun evolving grooves throughout the entire track. I must admit, I mentioned this last show as well. I haven't been doing a lot of crate digging recently. My crate digging apparently fluctuates with my level of interest in general, which has been a little low lately, a little low on motivation. Feeling okay about it, just kind of annoyed. but it'll be all right. I'm visiting Wisconsin, visiting the homeland this weekend, so that'll be nice. My brother just got a new place. I'll be excited to see that and catch up with family. It's been a minute, and it's always fun to catch up with my mom, show her all the new tracks that I've been listening to recently. We just sit in front of the stereo and like go back and forth showing each other music. Always a nice way to recharge. And with my pops, he's usually the one who picks me up from the airport, and we get a lot of time to chat in the car. We don't have a lot of more like music in common kind of thing. I like a lot of the stuff that he's shown me. I will say the one song that he showed me that I really, really like is the breakup song by the Greg Kinn Band. And I bring that up now because Greg Kinn passed away very recently. Rest in peace, legend. That song is insane. I love it so much. And honestly, maybe I'll check out some more Greg Kinn Band music before my flight home, so I can chat with my pops about it, in reverence, perhaps. Not to make light of it, but like that song is killer. Like, you need to go listen to the breakup song by the Greg Kinn Band. It is just such a fun song to like sing, shout, scream, you know, whatever. Very angsty, very, very good. Okay, let's get back to music, because that's what this show is about. Where was I going with all that? Oh, I haven't been doing a lot of crate digging, so I've been listening to a lot of the same albums over again. Mainly Forever, the new Isonok album, Isonok Forever, baby. And the new Childish Gambino, new kind of in quotes, it's been like a couple months now, I think, at this point. Maybe just a month. I don't know. Time is fake and also real. Yeah, just a month. Wow, that's crazy, because I feel like I've listened to it a lot, and I probably have. But I did check out some tracks on the way over / kind of like recently. A label I used to follow pretty religiously. Definitely one of the first ones that like I attached to when I was getting close or like getting interested in electronic music. Monster Cat. I kind of fell off because all of their releases got a little similar for a little bit. Like, they fell into this like rut where they were like trying to find new talent, I think. And they got like a bunch of people that like no one had ever heard of, which I love, but like all of the stuff sounded really similar. Like, they were trying to like curate a vibe for like the channel or the label, and I just kind of fell away from it. I'm really excited to see, like, coming back to it, that there's like a lot of really cool releases from a lot of newer up-and-coming artists that I have like already started to follow for a while now, like some that will play later in the show. Riot and Sippy did a collab together. That isn't a Monster Cat release, but it was, both of them have been featured / like, I would say very much like made prevalence through Monster Cat. Riot like really exploded after Overkill, which took like first place in the label awards or whatever the year it released. And Sippy, and then also Euphoria Rush with Chill and Skybreak came out this week, and that one, or last week, I guess. That one is super fun, a really cool blend of both of their styles. We'll get a little bit more into that when I get to there. A track, Real Love, like I mentioned, by Yetep and Marley. I love Marley. Marley's vocals are really good, and then Yetep has a really nice remix of Worlds Away by Dabin. Dabin had like a remix album for that track because it's very popular. And I think Yeteb had my favorite one out of all of them. Very, very cool. And then also Chime and Skybreak coming together. Chime was not really on Monster Cat that much, I would say. Maybe a couple remixes here and there. It's cool. And I'm a God by Nostalgics and Whipped Cream. Nostalgics just released like a War EP on Monster Cat as well a little bit ago. Since I've been falling behind a little bit on my crate digging, I've just been like collecting everything in a playlist to like listen to when I feel like I'm ready to slash like ready, like fully interested in it, I guess. So I've just been tossing a bunch of stuff on there. But the Nostalgics War, or Star City is what it's called, Star City EP. But the first track is War with Rico Nasty. Sounds sick. I'm really excited to listen to that one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going off about this, but Monster Cat, I don't know. If you're like me, dipped away from it for a bit, I recommend coming back. There's a lot of really cool stuff. And to get it started, to prove the point, maybe, are we going to go... I have to think about this. Yeah, let's go... We'll go... I don't know if we're going to do the, like, real love gimmick. That's kind of funny. Like, it does make my brain, like, go haha in, like, a little bit. But, like, I don't know if it's worth dedicating show time to. I do want to play all these tracks at one time, but I don't know if it's really going to fit. So, we're just going to get into Euphoria Rush with Chill and Skybreak. I'm going to chat about this just a little bit. I know I've been talking a lot. But this one's really sick. Chill really brought, like, Speedhouse up into form and is, like, really kind of hit the scene with that genre and is, like, that she really made that, like, her image and her vibe. And a lot of her tracks are, like, let's get clubby house music instead of at 128 to 150 and race cars and going fast. And Skybreak was really prevalent during, like, the emerging times of, like, Color Bass. Very much was under, like, did a lot of remixes for Chime, who I would say is, like, Chime and AU5 were, like, the two people really leading the Color Bass front, and Ace Aura as well, I would say, those three. And Skybreak was always, like, remixing their stuff. And then once Color Bass started really hitting the scene, he really exploded as well. And fun fact, I saw him at a Porter Robinson concert once. It was pretty cool running into him. Both me and Harrison were like, is that Skybreak? Is that question mark? Is that him? So this track has a Speedhouse drop, a Color Bass drop, and then at the end it has this kind of like big roomy, like tech housey drop that's really, really nice. But I like how they kind of combined their styles together in this collab, especially for like the two genres that they both not only like focus on, but like very much developed and like brought into the quote unquote spotlight. So here is Euphoria Rush, also a killer name for a track. I love it. Any of those like must die track names that have like an angelic feel or a like chemical feel and then like a game feel, so good. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, I'm just yapping at this point. Here comes Euphoria Rush, Chill, Skybreak, go. Great track. They killed it. I love it so much. I think Chill has a really good grasp on, like, the sound that, or, like, the environment, or the, what is the word? Not the ambience, but the aesthetic, perhaps, of her music. Like, I don't even like racing games, per se. But, like, that last drop, that third drop, really makes me want to just, like, play, like, zone out, you know, and just, like, play a racing game and, like, feel like I'm going fast. Or, you know, maybe learn how to drive and, like, drive a real car, like, 200 miles per hour. But that seems like it has different associated dangers and responsibilities that I'm not, like, adequately prepared for at this stage in my life. So, instead, I'll probably just spend, like, $60 on Forza. Maybe 20 if it's on sale. Five. I don't know how well Forza is doing these days, honestly. And do that instead. But either way, I'll be listening to that track because it's just so good. It makes me want to go fast, and that's the vibe. Maybe go from Skybreak to Skybreak. Maybe that'll keep my monkey brain satisfied, and if in case we don't do the real love, real love, real love, like triple wombo combo there. This is Pyroclastic, Chime, and Skybreak collab together for this one. I guess that's what a collab is. Really fun to see them working together on a track. Chime, as well, like I just mentioned, very, like, known for bringing color bass into form, and has recently been looking into these, like, he calls them micro drops. I mean, he didn't come up with it. It's a, I don't know, it's a term everywhere. But it's about kind of, like, making quiet sounds really big. So how do I make, like, something really quiet fill up the track, whether it's, like, with a lot and a lot and a lot of reverb, or, like, some type of, like, distortion, like, after the fact, so it's, like, taking up a ton of, like, room? I don't know how to describe it, like, non-spatially, but, like, a lot of it plays with, like, percussive sounds playing really quickly after one another, or just trying to, like, I don't know, get a longer volume with really tiny and minuscule sounds. This track does not necessarily say, I wouldn't say it fits into the micro drop, you know, genre, or, like, has any micro drops in it, but you can definitely hear a lot of that playing around with, like, some of the percussive fills in this track are super fun, just, like, super harmonic and tonal and, like, wet even, like, some of them sound like flowing water. It is, like, crazy, feels super cool. And also, if you get the chance, check out some of the ads that they did for this track. They, like, edited themselves into, like, an old 64, or Nintendo 64, like, lava Mario level, because it's called Pyroclastic. And very fun, very stupid stuff. Like, they're just, like, jumping around trying to dodge the enemies and stuff, and it's edited, like, terribly. Fun time if you have, like, 20 seconds to kill, and don't mind looking up Chime music on Instagram or something like that. Anyway, here is Pyroclastic. Pay attention to those percussive fills. They are super, super cool. They'll be hard to miss. There's one right away. Oh my goodness. Another thing I want to say about this track, okay, I'm pausing it and I'm going back. One more thing is, I think this track plays around a lot with like Eastern music theory instead of Western music theory, and it's super fun to hear. I've talked about this a little bit on the show, but a lot of electronic music was really prevalent in, like, America, but even before that, like, the UK, and has a lot more, like, Western influence, and so getting, like, these Eastern melodies, harmonies, and, like, you know, music theory, as well as even just, like, tones, has a lot of, like, interesting and, like, I don't know, it's unique. You haven't heard a lot of it before in electronic stuff. I would say at this point we've definitely kind of saturated the scene with enough experimentation of it, for sure, but or like exploration, I should say, of it. But this track is really cool. Like, I love the chorus, or, like, the drop, I guess. Pay attention to it. It's very cool, very interesting. Okay, we're back to the start. Interesting, so fun. Love those sounds so much. It sounds like a little bit kind of, maybe I'm just being influenced by the lava-esque aesthetics in the trailer and promotional content, but it does kind of sound like the dry bones from Mario, you know, when you bounce on them and they fall apart and they're like, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. If you don't play Mario, go to like a Bowser castle. That's probably a dry bones enemy. Looks like the Koopas, which are the turtles. And then just step on him, and he'll fall apart. And he makes a little funny sound. That's what I'm talking about. Or look it up on YouTube. That's probably easier. Anyway, here's a PSA real quick. Discovering nature. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Very cute. If you're in the area, go check out the Fells. Really good spot. Otherwise, I don't know, I'm not the person to ask about that kind of stuff. I usually just let my friends take me on hikes when they're like, Diego, you need to get out. I'm like, I like hiking. I do. I just don't like... I don't initiate it. I will not. It's not going to happen. But like when we're in like Colorado, I'm like, yeah, let's hike a mountain. Let's do it for sure. But anyway, I don't know what that tangent came from. Go find forests and stuff. Touch grass. It's really good for you. Let's see. 19 minutes left. I want to play Come Alive. This is a fun track that former housemate Ryan showed me a little bit ago, and he said, what are your thoughts? And it took me a couple days to get to it, and then when I listened to it, I loved it so much, and I was like, why did it take me a couple of days to get to it? Very good. Has some nice flamenco influence into it, and you know, if you've been listening to the show for a bit, I'm all about that. Love it so much. You know what? Yeah, let's just get into it. This is Come Alive by Flavia. Haven't checked a lot of their other stuff, but probably will after looping this one a little bit this week. Played it a couple times, I would say 10, 25, under 25, but a couple times since I found it in the past couple of days. Here it is. Hope it makes you come alive. Ahaha.
Sky parts glowing for one sec. It opens, the whole world turns slow motion. I'll tell how it ends when it closes. We're still here, the moment I shut, soak it all in. Not afraid of the places the light don't go, cause I see in the dark all the hair. She asks me, what beat are you dancing to? I'm trying to know the
the sun, sunrise. Catching my breath, I've been high on life. Come on, baby, enjoy the ride. Any reason to come alive, come alive. Coming up like the sun, sunrise. Catching my breath, I've been high on life. Come on, baby, enjoy the ride. Any reason to come alive, come alive. If your heart's racing, come follow. We can come down tomorrow. Blazing, I'm vibrating. Just come take some of vibration. She asked me, what beat are you dancing to? I'm trying to know the places that you go. Your hand, please place it on my heartbeat. You can hear it too. Filling up the room. Catching my breath, I've been high on life. Come on, baby, enjoy the ride. Any reason to come alive, come alive.
Killer track. I dropped it again. I said it. It's really good. I love it. It's fun. It's hard not to, like, move to that one. It's such a nice groove. And I love, like, when a vocalist will just vocalize in their track, you know, they're like da 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 da, or like a la la la, you know, preferably, like, you know, a little bit better sounding than that, perhaps. But, you know, artists, I know you can make music out of anything, so feel free to sample Button Pusher's La La La, and let me know what you come up with. I'd be very interested to hear it. I am gonna play more music from Forever, the Isonok album. It's so good. I do keep listening to it over and over again. So I think on the show already I've played Thrash and Trouble and Blind. Some of the other ones I've been looping a lot are Energy and Pain. I really love how Pain sounds very, like, anthem-y or, like, arena. There's a lot of, like, clapping and stomping and, like, crowd chanting. Super, super fun. Would love to hear that in, like, a big, big stadium, you know, like, or, like, a festival. Like, when I do catch Isonok, which, and you know, it has to happen, right? It's gonna happen at some point. I would love to hear this one in, like something huge, you know, like the Palladium or something like that. Just, like, massive, and just, I feel like that would go super crazy. Plus, like, the crowd, like, if the whole crowd could join in on it, it would be super, super fun. And then Energy also is just a good track. I like it. It's fun. And obviously I've been listening to a lot of Smack Talk, but we played that earlier on the show, I think. But that's the collab with RL Grime, which is super fun. I think RL Grime collabed with ISO a couple of times. I'm not sure if he's collabed with Nock 2, but the like three of them together is a super fun mix. Everyone, when that first came out, were like, no way. We're very excited. This is just fun. Lots of looping on this one, so I'm just going to get right into it after talking about it for minutes on end. Here is Energy by ISO, and maybe we'll go right into Pain right after that. So after this first track, listen to the crowd chanting stuff, get into it. It's super fun. It's super energizing. Makes me want to take on the day, you know, like fight it. It's good. Good stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm tired.
Thank you. mente controla a mí.
Interrupt before it goes into pain. That's such a good song. This whole album is so good. I'm just gonna geek about it for like half a second, and by that probably half a minute, because like on the low slash high key, I've been feeling very low motivation to do like anything lately, like even just like getting up and like walking and like doing regular things, you know. It's just like it's a frustrating spot to be in, because I know I'm like fully capable of it, but it's just like, I don't know, I'm feeling very limited lately, let's put it, by like myself, which is frustrating. But this album comes on and I really cannot help but just like groove a little bit, you know, in my chair, get up and like bounce. And it's fun to have like those things, you know, like something that can really hopefully just like pull you out of it, even if it's not like fixing the problem. It just like gets you out of it for a little bit, maybe a bit of a reset. I think those things don't hold enough value in most people's minds. They think about, you know, constantly pursuing the solution. Actually, wow, that's wild that I'm like kind of doing this on air, but like that's what my like therapist has kind of been telling me, to like slow down a little bit and like not, you know, constantly be thinking about like everything in my head and like improvements I can be making and stuff like that, and instead just like kind of vibe sometimes. And I don't know, it's nice to have like, in this spite of this, like maybe I'm not getting out of this like episode or whatever I'm currently, you know, experiencing, but I'm able to move and groove throughout it. And it's nice to have something like that, even if not most of it. Maybe I'm not finding new stuff, I don't know, kind of upsetting, still have some good music to dance to. So thank you, Isonok, for that. Thanks for letting me get a little real for a little bit. And maybe aptly, this next track is called Pain. Love, again, the like arena vibes of this. Just feels like I'm in the middle of a bunch of people, you know, like stomping their feet and watching like a fight or like a big sports game or like a battle or something. You know, I guess I said fight, but like Oh, it's so good. I love it. So pay attention to that. Groove out. Dance. Dance. Even if you don't feel like it, maybe just bop your shoulders a little bit or tap your finger. It's good stuff. Get into it. Look at those arena vibes.
If you feel the pain, kick and break it right now. Break it. Break it. If you feel the pain, kick and break it right now. Break it. Break it. If you feel the pain, kick and break it right now. If you feel the pain, kick and break it right now. We don't give a damn. Kick and break it, 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 kick and break it.
God, they're so good, and there's so many influences from like so many different styles and times and eras of music. It's such a cool collaboration. Love their project so much. Isonok goes crazy. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford House Freeform Radio. Hopefully in one of these weeks coming up, I'll be able to stay a little bit later. Oh, I'm going to miss next week's show because I'm seeing Porter. I'm really excited about that. Obviously, I'm sure you don't need me to go off about that. But I'm really excited to see Porter. But that is going to be on a Thursday, so I will be missing the show. Hopefully, I can do like a 2-hour show at some point, though. Not tonight. I need to go back home and pack still because I'm leaving at like 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, one of those times. I'm leaving my house probably at like 4 or 5, you know how the airport is. So probably not staying too late. Too late. But I've been talking about the Childish Gambino album for way too long to not play something from it. So I'm going to play Hearts Were Meant to Fly. It is the first song on the album, and it is very different. I think it's very out there. This whole album is very all over the place, and I want to talk more about it at a later time. It's going to be a movie. This is supposedly the soundtrack of the movie. It is also the last album of the Childish Gambino project, which is really sad because, like, I like this one a lot. I've liked Gambino's music for a while, but this album is insane. I read an article where he was kind of like, I know it's a little out there, but if there's, like, anyone who remembers it as, like, this is their album of that summer, then, like, I feel good about it, and I feel like he hit the mark. He succeeded because I have been listening to it like crazy. So much inspiration, so much, like, cool stuff happening in all of these tracks, and very wild, very out there, but super fun. Very excited to see this movie too. I think Childish Gambino, or Donald Glover, is just like a genius, especially when it comes to media. So I'm excited to see where that goes. But this is Hearts Were Meant to Fly on Band of Stone and the New World. Another DJ might come in and cut it short, but hopefully not. In any case, have a good night, everyone, and catch you not next week, but in 2 weeks. I guess actually.